The KPIP Players proudly present The Lottery by Shirley Jackson. Shirley Jackson was a novelist and short story writer. She was a master of the sunny mood that turns to terror in a single sentence. But her statements are not dark for the sake of darkness, rather for the bitter truth that's in them. Today, one of the most dramatic and horrifying of the Shirley Jackson stories. Here now, then, is The Lottery by Shirley Jackson.
Floyd? Floyd!
Floyd Summers, you get up out of that bed.
Oh, take seven yet.
Of course it ain't. Now you get up, you hear? It's lottery day.
Now, Dickie, you eat your cereal.
I don't want no more, Ma.
You eat up your cereal, because you ain't going to have nothing but sandwiches till supper time.
Sandwiches?
You heard me. I'm not going to cook no free hot meals on lottery day.
All right, Davy, that's enough for the chickens.
Shoo! Shoo!
Come on now, son. We've got to fork hay down for the cows. We won't be back all day.
Ma coming too, just like Sunday for church?
Yeah, that's right. All folks from the town line will be in today for the lottery.
I can't find my collar stud. Who took my collar stud?
Just don't fret, grandsire. It's around here somewhere.
If I can't find my collar stud, I ain't going. 77 lotteries I've been to, never missed a one. Laura, you find my collar stud, you hear?
The morning of June 27th was clear and sunny, with the fresh warmth of the full summer day. The flowers were blossoming, and the grass on the town green in front of the main bandstand was a nice, warm summer green. The folks in the village and the farmers inside the township began to gather in the square between the post office and the bank at about 10 o'clock. School was out for the summer, and the kids came in early to chase around the board sidewalks the way kids will.
1, 2, 3.
Bobby Martin and Harry Jones were sitting in front of the post office swapping stones. Bobby had his pockets full already. 9 smooth round ones. The girls stood aside, talking amongst themselves and looking over the shoulders at the boys, and the very small children rolled in the dust or clung to the hands of older brothers and sisters.
Morning, John.
Morning, Mr. Summers.
Nice day for the lottery, ain't it?
Yes.
Had rain up to the North Village. I gotta start the lottery a day ahead to get it done. 200 families.
Isn't that right?
Yep, gotta hustle to get the lottery over up there. Won't take more than maybe a couple hours.
It seems longer.
Yeah, that's the way it is with the lottery. I was talking it over with Mrs. Summers. It's the suspense makes time go slow.
Yeah, not slow enough.
You draw this year, don't you?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's right. It's the rules. Stranger in town draws his second year.
Morning, Mr. Summers.
Ma'am?
John?
Ma'am?
Morning, Mrs. Delacroix. And early, I see.
Well, I don't get up to the village often. George don't like to leave the stock. You going to have the store open after?
Most likely. Didn't used to be done.
Well, you got to be modern, I always say. Excuse me, won't you? Martins's just got in. It's a nice day for it, though. You can say that for a fact.
Can't you go faster, Pa? We'll miss everything.
Oh, don't worry, Davy. We'll get there in plenty of time.
I want to go into summer store after to get some patterns. Elsie Dunbar told me he's got some new ones in for short-waisted figures.
Let's not talk about it, Tessie.
What do you mean? I've got that flowered stuff left over from last year, and if I can get a good pattern...
I don't want to talk about after.
Oh.
Come on, Pa. Can't we go no faster?
All right. Hop there. Giddy up. Hop there. I was talking to John Gunderson.
The school teacher?
Mm-hmm. He's got to draw this year.
It's only right. Second year in town.
I told him I was thinking of packing and moving out.
Bill Hutchinson, you're crazy.
I told him I was going to pack the wagon and tie the stalk to the end of it and just move out.
You mean just leave the farm?
That's right. I was going to do it before lottery day this year.
That's crazy, Bill. Where would you settle? Why, your folks have farmed this ground since heaven knows when.
Yep, I know. I was gonna just move out. It's too late now.
Oh, Bill, you talk the same way every year. No sense to it.
Nope, there's no sense to it.
A woman sees things like this. Clara, you just don't think about it, that's all. You come in for the lottery, then go to Summers and buy something nice, talk to folks. Why don't you look at it that way, Bill?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. School teacher agreed with me, though. Go on, get up there.
That's the way, Pa. Hurry up. We'll miss all the fun.
Soon the men began to gather, standing around smoking, looking at the kids, talking about planting, rain, tractors, and taxes. You know, Dickie Delacroix and a couple of kids had made a great pile of stones in one corner of the square, and they were playing King of the Hill on them. The men stood together away from the pile of stones, watching. Their jokes were quiet. They smiled rather than laughed.
They're nice looking folks, aren't they, John?
Yeah, they're nice.
You don't see them all together, except on lottery day. Of course, there's Sunday in church, but some go to the Congregationalists and some to the Baptist, and folks like the Dunbars don't go nowhere.
Morning, Mr. Summers.
Morning, Tessie. I've got those patterns in.
I'll be over right after.
John?
Morning, Bill.
I want to talk to you. Oh, hello, Summers.
Morning. Don't worry about me. I've got to see about the box and all for the drawing. Oh, morning, Charlie. How's the folks?
Well, it's the day.
Yeah. You going to draw?
I've got to. That's the rules.
You said you wouldn't. You sat there in the post office and said you wouldn't.
I know. I'd have to leave town. It isn't easy to get another school this late.
Well, anyways, you only draw for yourself. Tessie keeps talking about after. Starts me to sweating. She keeps talking about buying a pattern up to the summer store after. Short-waisted, she said.
I suppose you get used to it. I suppose if you've always had it, you don't think about it.
I don't get used to it. I lived in the village all my life, and I don't get used to it.
Pa, can I stay with Dickie Delacroix? Can I stay with him?
No, you've got to stay with the family, Davy.
Pa, the other kid's got all the stones. Can't I stay with him?
Davy, I said. Davy! Davy, come here! Davy! David! Look at that. He's having fun. All the kids are having fun. Why? That's what I want to know. Why?
You're a farmer. You know the answer.
You told me you couldn't find anything in the book says it has to be. It stands to reason you'd find it in the books, don't it?
This isn't my part of the country, Hutchison. I don't make the rules.
Well, don't it stand to reason you could try to find out the truth? That's all I say.
You can't argue with the folks about the lottery. I've tried.
No, you can't argue with folks. Well, anyways, it's a nice day for it.
ain't right. I've been telling them year after year. It ain't right.
Now, grandsire, take it easy.
Now, you listen to me, Floyd Summers. I'm the oldest man in the village. 77 years I've been in the lottery. 77 years.
Yeah, I know that, Mr. Warner, but...
Don't but me. No, sir. Don't but me. I know what's right about the lottery. It ought to be chips of wood. One chip with the name of every family, all in the big black box.
We can't do it that way, grandsire. You know that. The box ain't big enough.
That's the way it was when I was a boy. Chips of wood. None of this here bitty pieces of paper. Paper. Huh. What kind of a lottery you expect to have with paper?
Well, there's too many folks in the village for wood anymore.
Ah, nobody pays any mind to the old ways. They'll have to be marching, too. I remember marching, and somebody sort of chanting like. That's what there ought to be on lottery day.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Nobody remembers that anymore.
Yes, that's the trouble. Nobody remembers. Now you take that black box.
It's cracking. We ought to make a new one.
A new one? Listen to him. A new box. Why, they used that box in my father's time for the lottery. And he told me it's made from the pieces of the box in his grandfather's time. Now, you're supposed to be in charge of that box. Why, I saw it year before last lying in Graves' barn. And this year, it sat right on the shelf in your store. Now, is that any way to take care of that box? They don't run the lottery the way they used to. Hey, I've been in it 77 years, and I ought to know.
Tessie? Tessie, come here!
What? Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Delacroix.
All right, Tessie.
Tessie?
What is it, Bill?
Where's Davy?
Playing with the other children, there by the stone.
Get him over here!
Why?
We're hitching up and getting out!
Oh, we got to wait for the drawing. We can't go now.
I said we're going now!
Oh, Bill, don't be silly. First place, we came all the way into the village for the lottery. Second place, Summers won't open till after. And I want to get those patterns.
After? Don't you understand? Suppose...
Bill, I'm surprised at you. Why, nobody else acts this way. You just got to take it as it comes. You're a farmer, you know that.
But what's that got to do with it?
Well, you didn't take on when the hog died of cholera before killing time. You just went on.
But that's different. It just happened. You can't help it if stock gets sick.
See? That's what I mean.
You won't go?
No, I won't. Neither will you. I don't get into the village often, and lottery day is one time I can see all the other women and talk. I'm not going back till it's all over and supper time. My goodness, Bill, you'd think it was something unusual. Lottery comes every year. It always has.
The lottery was conducted,
as were the square dances, the teenage club, and the Halloween program, by Mr. Summers. We had time and energy to devote to the civic affairs. He was a round-faced, jovial man, and the people were sorry for him because he had no children and his wife was a scold. He was busy in the middle of the square with a little black box, setting it up and balancing it on a three-legged stool.
One of you folks want to give me a hand with the box, Mr. Martin?
All right, Floyd.
Here, just hold it on that corner steady there.
Watch his hands, Summers.
All right, now we're going to do this fair and square, just like always. Now, last night, up at the coal company office, Mr. Graves and I made the slips of paper.
It ought to be chips of wood. What kind of peddling lottery can you have with slips of...
Now, grandsire, don't you interrupt Mr. Summers.
They're in the box here. Anybody wants to can haul them out and check them over. Time now for the swearing in. Mr. Graves, will you administer the oath to me? I expect, as usual, we'll waive the election.
Didn't used to be no election. Used to pass from father to son.
All right. All right. Do you, Floyd Summers, solemnly swear to carry out the duties of this lottery without fear, favor, or prejudice, bias, or any other untoward acts of omission or commission, so help you?
I do.
You tell him, Floyd.
Well, I expect now we're ready. We'll proceed as usual, drawing by family, as according to the rules.
Wait a minute! You wait a minute, Floyd Summers.
Looks like another interruption. Oh, morning, Mrs. Martin.
How do you like that? Clean forgot what day it was. Hello, Tessie.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Martin.
Thought my old man was out back stacking wood, then I looked out the window and the kids was gone, and I remembered it was the 27th and came a-running. Whew, did I miss anything?
Oh, you're in time. They're still talking away up there.
He was just beginning, Mrs. Martin. Now, you just take your place with your family.
Hands still wet from the dishwater.
Well, now, I guess we better get started. Let's get this over with so we can all get back to work. Ain't everybody here? Huh? Well, now let's... This ain't the drawing. Just checking the list. Now, Adams. Adams? Well, glad to see you. I missed you last Saturday.
I guess you made it after all, huh, Mrs. Martin?
Well, now, Tessie, between you and me, I knew it was lottery day, but you wouldn't have me leave the dishes in the sink now, would you?
Dunbar... Dunbar?
Oh, where's Dunbar?
Where's Dunbar?
Dunbar, come on.
Who draws for Dunbar? Clyde broke his leg, didn't he? Now, who draws for him?
Well, I guess I draw.
Oh, that's right. That's the rule. Wife draws for husband. Except when you've got a grown boy to do it for you, haven't you, Janie?
Well, Horace is not but 16 yet. Guess I gotta fill in for the old man this year.
All right. I've got that checked. Watson boy drawing this year? Yeah? Well, there you go, Charlie. Good to see your mother's got a man to do it. I suppose old man Warner's here.
You know darned well I'm here, Floyd Summers. I was just talking to you. I ain't missed the lottery in 7 to 7 years.
All right, grandsire. I was just joking. Well, let's get the list straight. All the rest is straight families. Unless anybody's got anything to add, we're ready for the drawing. Now then, Adams?
Oh, here's Cal.
There he is.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. Just draw any one. Don't look at it till after. Next, Adamson? All right, that does it. Anderson?
It seems like they changed the order of drawing, don't it, Tessie?
Oh, no. That's the way it's always been.
Seems like there's just no time at all between lotteries anymore. Seems like we just got through with the last one only last week. I declare the way time flies.
Time sure goes fast.
Delacroix.
There goes my old man.
Now, don't worry, Agnes.
Dunbar?
That's you, Janie.
Well, if you ladies will excuse me...
Come on, Janie, you're holding this up.
There she goes.
I'm coming.
Folks shouldn't hold up the lottery. It takes up a perfectly good morning as it is. Last year, I didn't get time for half the things I meant to do in town.
You're right, Tessie. My old man said he don't like lottery day because I always run up the bill at summer sky high.
Gunderson. John Gunderson?
There goes the schoolmaster.
I'm not going to draw, Mr. Summers.
Now, John. John, you know the rules. This is your second year in the village.
I know, but I'm not going to draw.
Now, don't be contrary, boy.
Everybody draws in the lottery. What makes you better, schoolmaster?
I don't believe in it.
Now, that isn't the point, John, and you know it.
Listen to him. He don't believe in the lottery. You hear that?
Now, take it easy, grandsire.
Why, we've always had the lottery. Everybody knows that. Always have and always will.
Over in the North Village, they're talking about giving up the lottery.
Pack of crazy fools in North Village. Listen to this idiot. Nothing's good for him. Next thing you know, they'll be wanting to go back to living in caves. Nobody will work anymore. Live like that for a while and...
They don't have the lottery up where I came from. Stopped it years ago.
Yeah, maybe so. But we ain't fools. Not here. used to be a saying, lottery in June, corn will grow soon. You listen to him with his books and ciphering. First thing you know, well, I'll be eating stewed chickweed and acorns.
You're right, grandsire.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, sure. There's always been a lottery. Bad enough it ain't what it used to be, with Floyd Summers up there joking and all. But there's always been a lottery.
But why? Why? I tell you, they stopped it up north. More villages every year, and the corn grows just as high.
Nothing but trouble in that. Pack of fools.
Now, you ain't no Farmer Gunderson. Old Man Warner's right.
Yes, sir.
Lottery in June, corn'll grow soon. That's the way it's always been.
You can't get around that, schoolmaster. Lottery in June.
But nobody knows. You've never tried. You just go on and on every year the same way.
You're darn tootin', and we're going right on just like we always done. What call has a young outsider to talk that way on lottery day? That's what I'd like to know.
Now don't get raw, grandsire.
77 years I've been coming to lottery day.
But can't you see there's no reason for it? No reason. Year after year for generations. On June 27th, if you'd only think, if you'd only try, if you were willing to use reason instead of blind obedience to a crazy, outworn tradition.
I don't know.
That'll be about enough now, John. That's enough, John. You spoke your piece. Now we better get down to business. Rule says if anybody balks, the committee draws for them. Now ain't that right, folks?
It certainly is. That's right.
Now, I'm going to call you again regular and proper. If you stand mute, we'll go right on and draw for you. Now, which is it?
All right. All right. I'll go.
Fine. Fine.
Good job.
He's doing it right now. Let's get on. Hutchinson? Bill Hutchinson?
Get on up there, Bill.
There goes your man, Tessie.
Imagine the schoolmaster making such a fuss. He's no better than the rest. Everybody draws on lottery day.
All right, sir. Now the last one. Warner?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right, grandsire. Take it easy. No rush.
This makes the 77th year I've been in the lottery. Yes, sir. 77 times.
Draw your slip now.
Yep.
All right. It's all done. Martin, close the box.
Okay.
Who's
now
got it? What family?
I ain't got it.
Grandsire, let me see your paper. Let me see it.
You let go of my hand, you hear? I can take care of myself.
Ma, is it us? Is it us, Ma?
Well, for goodness sake, what family is it? Who's got it?
All right, folks. Now let's do this orderly. Come now, come on. Now, what family's got the black slip?
It's the Hutchinsons. There, look, Bill Hutchinson's got it. Peggy. You run and tell your father it's the Hutchinsons. Go on, run.
It isn't fair. It isn't fair. Floyd Summers, I saw you. You didn't give him time to take any slip he wanted. I saw you. It wasn't fair.
Now, Tessie, be a good sport.
All of us took the same chance.
It isn't fair. I tell you, it isn't fair.
Shut up, Tessie!
Well, now, everybody, that was done pretty fast. Just 1 hour and 2 minutes? Okay, now, we've got to be hurrying a little more to get done before noon.
It wasn't fair.
Now, Bill, let's see. You draw for the Hutchinson family, don't you? You got any other households in the Hutchinsons?
There's Don and Eva. Make them take their chance. Make them draw.
Now, Tessie, Ava's your daughter, but she's married now. Daughters draw with their husbands' families. You know that as well as anyone else.
It wasn't fair.
I guess that's it, Floyd. My daughter draws with her husband's family. That's only fair.
Well now, Bill?
I guess there's just us, Floyd. Davy, Tessie, and me.
All right, now. And as far as drawing for families is concerned, it's you. And as far as drawing for households is concerned, that's you, too.
Yes, that's right.
Martin, you give me the tickets for the Hutchinsons, all three of them. You got their tickets back?
I got them. They're in the box, Floyd.
All set, then.
I think we ought to start over.
Now, Tessie.
I tell you, it wasn't fair. He didn't give him time enough to choose. Everybody saw that.
We'll have to get on now. Are you ready, Bill?
Listen, everybody, listen. You've got to listen. It wasn't fair. You could see that.
Ready, Bill?
Ready.
Davy picks first, then you, then Tessie. Now you got that? Here, help little Dave.
Davy, come here.
Sure, Pa.
It wasn't fair. Mrs. Delacroix, you could see. They didn't give him time.
Now don't make a fuss, Tessie. It ain't fitting.
All right now, Bill. You take the slips and keep them folded till everybody picks. Come on, Davy.
Go on, son.
Now, Davy, I want you to pick a piece of paper out of this box and hold it tight. You understand?
Sure, Mr. Summers.
All right. Pick now. No, just one, Davy.
I got one.
Good. Now you better hold it for him, Martin.
All set.
All right, Bill. One paper. That's right. Now, Tessie.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't fair.
Tessie, you've got to draw.
Come on, Tessie.
All right, all right.
Let's go.
I hope it ain't the child. Don't seem right.
Yeah, it's not the way it used to be. I'll tell you, it has to be chips of wood. Lottery ain't like it used to be. People ain't the way they used to be.
Quiet now, folks. Quiet. Now let's open the papers. Davy?
Come on, Davy. Open your paper.
There's nothing on it.
Well.
It's not the boy.
Bill?
Mine's blank.
Then I guess it's Tessie.
Oh, no! No!
Show us her paper, Bill. Just the rules.
Tessie, open your hand.
No! 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 No!
Come on now, open your hand.
Yep, it's Tessie, all right.
Oh, we knew.
That's terrible.
Mom, I'm going over by the pile of stones, all right?
All right, folks. Let's finish this quickly now.
No, no, no. It isn't fair. Oh, Bill. Bill. No, Bill.
It's too late, Tessie. There's nothing I can do.
Come on, Mrs. Delacroix. We'd better get a good stone before they're all gone.
Oh, Dickie will save one for me.
Well, hurry up. She'll be running soon.
It wasn't fair. There wasn't time. Oh, Bill. Bill, please. Bill.
You heard him, Tessie. Lottery in June. Corn will grow soon.
It isn't true. It isn't true.
Ma, here's a stone for you. Here, Ma.
Oh, that's a nice boy, Dickie. What a nice big stone.
Well, you'll have to go ahead and I'll catch up with you. Can't run at all with arthritis in my knees.
All right. There's Davy. Davy. Davy, come here.
Yes, ma'am?
Now here's a little stone for you. Take it.
Sure.
Now you come along with me, Davy.
Sure. I don't want to miss the fun. We've got to run after Ma now, huh?
That's right, Davy. Come on.
It isn't fair. Listen, everybody. It didn't give him time. It wasn't fair.
Come on, everybody. Agnes?
Come on, Davy. Throw your stone. Go on, throw your stone.
It isn't fair. It isn't right. Oh, Bill. Bill, you can't let them. Not me. It can't be me. Oh, it wasn't fair. They can't do it to me. Agnes, Emily, you can't. You can't really. Not me.
Go on, Davy. Now, throw your stone.
No! No, not the stones! No, it isn't right. Oh, Davy! Davy, my own baby! Don't!
Yeah.
It was over by noon. The sun was hot on the square, and the men stood around the blacksmith shop, smoking and talking about planting and tractors and taxes. And the women gathered in summers and bought yard goods and patterns and notions. The little children played in the dust, throwing pebbles at each other. The lottery was over for this year. Lottery in June, corn'll grow soon. Next year, next June 27th, well, maybe we'll learn. Maybe there'll be no lottery. Maybe we'll begin to reason, to find the truth. Maybe we'll find out we don't have to pick out folks in the lottery just because our fathers and their fathers did it, because it's always was done that way. Maybe next year there won't be a lottery. It's all up to all of us. Chances are there will be, though.
You have just heard The Lottery by Shirley Jackson. The adaptation was by Ernest Kinoy of NBC. In today's cast were the following. The narrator was Glenn Lukey. Mrs. Summers was Gwen Weathers. Mr. Summers, David Holman. Mrs. Delacroix, Kathy Thogmartin. Dickie, Malia McCutcheon. Bill Hutchison, Jeff Graham. Warner, Jordan Brower. Laura, Gwen Weathers. Schoolmaster, John Tinker. Graves, Glenn Lukey. Tessie, Yvonne Gus. Mrs. Dunbar, Gwen Weathers. Mrs. Martin, Gwen Weathers. Davy, Bo Weathers. Mrs. Graves, Tricia Fisher. The director of the production was Joe Geis. The producer was Patricia Fisher. The music was by Aaron Copeland, with his arrangement of Simple Gifts and with his fanfare from the Ballet Rodeo. This is a production of KPIP Players with the cooperation of the Fayette Community Theater. Thank you, Better Man Records, for recording this radio play. Thank you very much for listening.